Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. The National Weather Service has moved the ETA for the incoming storm back to 5:30 p.m. for Middle Tennessee. It will bring lightning and wind throughout the evening. Today is Workers' Memorial Day, set aside by both the state and the federal governments to remember those who died on the job. Last year, 108 Tennesseans died due to workplace injuries. That's a slight uptick compared to 2024, but an annual report from the Tennessee Bureau of Workers' Compensation shows overall injuries dropped. Still, about 87,000 people filed workplace injury reports. WPLN's Nina Cardona digs into the data on today's episode of the Nash Villager podcast.
The statistics show three industries were in pretty much a dead heat for the title of most hurt workers in 2025. The manufacturing, healthcare, and retail sectors each account for about 15% of the reported injuries. And the number one cause of injury is something all of those industries have in common: lifting. Whether it's construction materials, new stock that just came into a store, or patients that have to be transferred from a gurney to a bed, that's the kind of work task that can contribute to the most frequently reported type of injury: strain or tear.
Younger workers account for the highest percentage of workplace injuries. Just over a third of reported incidents involved workers between the ages of 18 and 35. Earlier this week, WPLN reported on a local football hero who wasn't taken in the recent NFL draft, Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia. It was surprising because Pavia has posted several records at Vanderbilt and was a Heisman Trophy finalist. The latest is Pavia will get an NFL deal. WKRN reports today the Baltimore Ravens are signing him to a three-year contract. The 24-year-old Pavia will compete alongside quarterbacks Lamar Jackson and Tyler Huntley. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.